Let's say good morning to Aaron McCollum. He's community lead. There are two words in radio I can't say. Community and Saturday. Now, I can say them slowly, but if I have to say them in a sentence, I can't say it. And everybody thinks, oh, you're in radio, you could say anything. My entire career in radio, I can't say community and Saturday in a sentence. And unfortunately, you've got one of those words in your title, community lead for Marine Credit Union. Thanks for coming in, Aaron. I appreciate it.
Good morning, Don. Good thing we're not having this conversation
on a Saturday.
This community conversation on a Saturday, or she'll be in trouble.
But it comes out community and Saturday. It's just two words I can't say. I can say them slowly, just can't say them fast. And I tend to speak fast. Anyway, so I got
to be back.
Your community lead, if I say it slowly, it's good. And community lead is what now?
I always like to tell people my job as a community lead is to serve, support, and engage within our communities. That's our members, our community at large, our internal communities, our teammates. I help serve, support, and engage and promote financial empowerment throughout our communities that we serve.
And you got the temperament for it. You sound like, friendly, nice, but you sound friendly.
Well, thank you so much. I like to be friendly. Yes.
I come across as, you get over here. I got something to say to you. Get over here now. That would be me. And I would fail at that job in about 9 seconds. I'd be replaced. Well, that's good. You have a temperament for it. You like dealing with the community one-on-one?
I love it. It's funny because before I stepped into this role, I was doing community lead work, if you will, for fun with throughout my church. My wife and I lead a group that we call Local World Impact and promoting community outreach, serving and getting out and engaging within the community. So funny how that comes. That was in 2020, and now 2024 came along. We created the community engagement department, and I'm one of three community leads in my role.
You like the job?
I love it. Yeah, I've been with Marine Credit Union since I was an intern in 2017.
Well, good for you. It's always good to have a job you like.
Absolutely. And it's funny because throughout my internship, I got a chance to, throughout the whole summer, I was doing credit coaching and understanding what it takes to build credit and help people do debt consolidations or buy vehicles or get a boat or all these fun things. But at the very end, I had to give a presentation to our leadership team. If you were the boss, what would you do or bring to the organization? And I talked about then having community ambassadors, people to every community that we serve, getting out there and understanding the needs, the unique needs, the pulse of the community, and then ultimately serving and supporting in various ways. And so long story short, 8 years later, we created the role.
So they said this is a job. You deal with the community, but you're not touching any of the money. Keep that in mind. You're hands off the money, but you can work with the community. Something like that.
Yeah, I don't do cash transactions at community events, guys. I'm here to support and empower you, not to handle your money.
Not but we touching have an awesome the money.
Team. Yeah. Yes, we have an awesome team that's there to help you chart your course wherever you're at.
We're getting less and less into money. Even the parking meters. The mayor's coming in. I think tomorrow the mayor's going to be in. No, Thursday he's going to be in here. I got to talk about this thing my wife told me. All the parking meters are going to go on. Now, this is just what she heard. You have to go on an app to park. Now, they do that at Festival Hall. You have to be on an app to park the car with a credit card and everything. And everybody's getting rid of cash. No more pennies. I mean, you give somebody a dollar bill, they look at you like you gave them a piece of Monopoly money. What is this? We're only dealing 20s and 50s here. Anyway, it's getting like that. All right, let's talk about the 31 days of giving. And I was smart enough to know this takes place in May because April only has 30 days. June only has 30 days, but May's got 31.
Yes, yes. 31 days of giving is one of my favorite community initiatives that we do throughout the year. This is our fourth annual May outreach of promoting food insecurity and helping combat that through a non-perishable food drive. So every financial empowerment center, every office that we're at, we have 17 offices throughout the state of Wisconsin and Iowa. We're collecting non-perishable foods and collaborating with local nonprofits and not only raising awareness of their initiatives and helping combat food insecurity, but also serving and helping be boots on the ground.
People who have food in their refrigerators can't imagine ever being hungry because you're hungry. What you consider hungry at night, oh, what can I eat in the fridge now? You're not hungry. You just want a snack. There's a difference between being hungry and snacking. And there are people whose families are hungry.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't have any.
Absolutely.
They don't have any food for dinner. They make, you know, whatever they can just to, you know, survive.
Absolutely.
So you and I probably don't know what it's like to be hungry.
Well, I do. This is why this is one of my favorite initiatives that we do. I grew up, one of my earliest memories was going to a food pantry Saturday mornings. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I was probably 4 or 5 years old. My mom would say, hey, this is our grocery shopping, right? And this was at a place that you would just go pick up a bag, right? You didn't get a chance to have that experience and actually pick out what you want. You got almost like a mystery bag of canned goods or maybe some snacks and stuff. And she would always say, hey, if we're going to take from this food pantry, we're going to give and we're going to get out. And we don't have money to give, but we are going to serve. We're mm-hmm. going to serve meals. We're going to get out and volunteer. And that's what we did. So that's why community service, community outreach has always been ingrained into me, is because I lived it. I as a foster parent, you know, I've heard stories of, you know, starvation and having to remind myself always growing up, it was, hey, are you hungry or are you starving? You're hungry, you're not starving, you know, there's a difference. And, you know, that's why we do it in May, is because a lot of studies show that a lot of kids get their resources, their food at school. And when school is out for the summer, they may not have access to food. So
how do people donate other than being, you know, is there a list of places to bring food by?
Absolutely. You can come by any of our financial empowerment centers, but I would also encourage you, the listener, to just do a quick Google search, research local food pantries in your community. You know, for instance, Salvation Army, Halo, Hospitality Center, Shalom Center, all here in the Racine Kenosha area. And there's so many more, and see what they need. I know Veterans Outreach here in Racine as well. They have a wonderful food pantry that will serve any veteran or spouse of a veteran, and no matter income, you know. And so find ways that you can not only support if you can give some non-perishable foods, but also volunteer. It's such a rewarding feeling to be able to shop with these guests who are coming to get food, and it's an experience. You're breaking the stigma. You're having authentic conversations. It's just so rewarding. And that's something that you can do with your kids. I do that with my kids, with my local World Impact group. We get out and we make sandwiches or making meals and serving at the food pantries. It's so great.
And you're right. There's a difference between being hungry and starving.
Absolutely.
Hungry is, it's 10 o'clock. What's in the fridge? That's maybe a little hungry. Starving is when I've got to have food or I'm going to pass out.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Aaron McCullum, community lead for Marine Credit Union, spending the hour with us, the half hour with us here this morning. Let's talk about another event coming up, Charting the Course for a Bright Summer. What's that all about?
Yeah, so summer's here and it's coming faster than we realize. And we're partnering with a local minor league baseball team, the Kenosha Kingfish, here
which
this
we
summer.
Found out their previous name was Kenosha Croakers.
The Croakers, yes. Yeah. You could forget.
You thought it was the Kenosha Frogs, but you were close.
Close. Close. And yeah, so we have a variety of different partnerships coming up with them. I'm super excited to share about. One is called the Community Connections. And this is, it's near and dear to my heart, because every home game, we're spotlighting a different nonprofit. And it's more or less like a 50-50 raffle to have fun engagement with the fans. One winner will get half of the proceeds and the other half will go straight to the nonprofit. So each home game, 36 home games, will be highlighting a different local nonprofit. And then coming up on June 1st, it's a Monday morning. We're having a financial literacy fun day here at the ballpark. All ages are welcome. We do have a number of schools from K through 12 coming, maybe some college students as well. And we're just promoting financial empowerment and engaging activities throughout the game. Bring your grandkids, bring your kids, have some fun. It's a fun way to start the week here. That is Monday, June 1st. And then also throughout the summer, every home game, every time the Kingfish steal a base, $20 will go into a little pot. at the end of the season, we will be giving half of that pot to a local nonprofit and half of the other pot to the Marine Credit Union Foundation. And so super excited for this partnership and collaboration with the Kingfish. It's going to be a great summer. And if you want to come catch a game, another little perk that we have too, free to utilize, member or not, is you can get a discounted ticket Sunday through Thursday games by going on their website and using the promo code MCU26. So if you want to take the family for a fun night out, catch a game, have a great time, make some fun summer memories, visit their website, check out their schedule. They have a lot of fun promotions as well outside of the financial literacy day. And use promo code MCU26.
They're right there on Sheridan Road.
Yes.
It's a nice ballpark.
Historic Simmons Field.
Yeah. Yes. Nice place. Youth financial education. Let's talk about the kids. They got to learn how to, you know, I always said they have all these courses in school, but when I went to school, there was never a course on how to handle money.
Yeah. Thanks to Act 60, which is a recent act that promotes and makes it actually a requirement in high schools before students graduate, they have to take a semester of financial literacy or personal finance classes. And that's been a huge benefit, but even planting the seeds before that, I always like to tell everyone that it's never too early to get your kids involved in understanding money and being financially savvy. And so we partner with a lot of different awesome nonprofits, such as Junior Achievement, who's going to be at the Financial Literacy Day on June 1st. They work with schools, and we are in the schools promoting different hands-on learning and fun experiential learning. They have different activities, little competitions in the high schools that get students thinking about stock market. There's a stock market challenge. A JA Titan event is more or less the entrepreneurial mindset, getting the students to think like business owners, and they're competing against each other to maximize profits, and all sorts of other fun activities like a career day where they hear from all sorts of different career speakers, or going to BizTown, which is in their Milwaukee headquarters. It's a fun experiential learning atmosphere where two schools who've never met each other come together and they have fun. There's like a dozen businesses, and these students are CEOs, all sorts of different positions, and they do a town simulation. I always say it's the greatest field trip any student can have. And so getting out in the schools is a big passion of ours, as well as supporting one-on-one coaching with Secure Futures. They have an awesome nonprofit that promotes financial savviness. A lot of these students get one-on-one coaching as well as group lessons where juniors and seniors about to graduate start to think about life after high school, whether that's joining the trades, going to school,
playing records on the radio for a living.
Exactly. They get to identify different career paths, ask engaging questions. It's such a rewarding experience. It's 11 weeks of a program that we support these students meeting their needs and helping answer any questions they may have.
One of the comedians we use on the air said he went to Career Day, and he sat at the table with a surgeon, and it was almost like they wanted to tell the kids, here's the difference between learning to read and not. All right, let's talk about some upcoming opportunities.
Yeah, just planting the seeds here. If you want to mark your calendars, last week we had an awesome library workshop talking about generational
wealth. You do a lot of work with the Racine Public Library.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely love our library, especially the Racine Public Library. And so planting the seeds in June, we have a workshop on June 4th, Understanding Credit and Building Your Financial Foundation. And so this is good for all ages. And then June 25th, How to Set Financial Goals and Achieve Them. So no matter where you're at in life, setting financial goals, how that relates to all areas of wellness, and then practical steps to achieve them. Both of those workshops are from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. And we'll love to have you there. Free food, free resources, great conversation in a fun, safe, and judge-free environment.
Let's rock the block.
Rock the block. Oh, my goodness. It's so fun. It's a lot of rocking. It's in partnership, actually, with the Youth Volunteer Center and the Volunteer Center of Racine. They put on, I believe this is their second rendition of this, and it's a community restoration project. Essentially, for 1 week, students 11 through 18 are going out in the community, restoring the community, doing yard work, landscaping, painting. It's out in collaboration by the Cop House on Mead Street in Racine. And so we're proud supporters of that, as well as a lot of other awesome organizations, but we'll be there supporting. And I just like to give them a little shout out in case you're listening and you want to support your community. Reach out to the Volunteer Center of Racine. Maybe you know a youth, maybe you personally want to give back to your community. And so reach out to them, see how you can get involved either with Rock the Block or any of the other amazing initiatives that they do.
Where can people find all this stuff?
You can go to marinecu.com. We have a community impact page. You can stay connected. You also, if you visit that website and community impact page, you'll be able to see my face, unfortunately. But you do have, you can reach out to me, reach out via email, give me a call. Love to talk community. If you have any questions, ideas, anything I can do to support, please reach out.
You really like your job.
I really do.
I can tell you like it.
Absolutely. If you are on Facebook, I do have a community lead Facebook. You can type in Marine Credit Union and Aaron McCullum, and I will be there. You can give me a follow, stay connected, stay engaged. Love to see you out in the community.
Good for you. You're a nice, cheerful person.
Oh, thank you. Hey, and it's not even 8 o'clock yet. And I had no coffee yet. So I'm just kidding. Yeah, I love what I do.
In other words, it gets better later in the day.
It does get better. It only gets better.
Thanks for coming in. I'll see you May June 4th, June 2nd.
June 2nd. June 2nd. Yes.
Okay. Aaron McCullum, community lead for Marine Credit Union.